Bar Reeve. Vikings. Get ready for Bar Reeve Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Tournament coverage provided by Jones & Sons Concrete, Kingdom Air, and the Washington Times-Herald. Now, Bar Reeve Sports on The General.
Lagodi, it is regional action class 1A, and this morning Bar Reeve looks to recapture the regional championship as Bar Reeve class 1A, ranked number 2, takes on Rock Creek Academy here in the morning game. Rock Creek Academy comes in at number 10 in class 1A. I'm Mike DeCourcy, going to join you all day with my friend, my pal, my amigo, my compadre, John Patrick Mullen. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning again, Coach DeCourcy. Glad to be here at Jack Butcher Arena. Looking forward to two games of volleyball as the Vikings are the favorite here this morning and following Tecumseh Trinity Lutheran in match two. The championship set up for 7:30, and we hope to see Bar Reeve in it.
Yeah, certainly do, and it was a week last week in the IHSAA sectional. Bar Reeve, without any other way to put it, dominating efforts against Lagodi and Orleans.
Yes, and it's, a bit ironic that they will face off with another Lady Lions squad here in the morning match of this regional as Rock Creek Academy. The Lions, 26-7, they took care of business. Was that at the Borden sectional?
Yep.
So their second straight appearance here in Lagodi last year was their first ever sectional championship at Rock Creek, and so they've gone back-to-back and perhaps have less jitters, although in warm-ups here, it seems to me like they're paying an awful lot of attention to the Bar Reeve here in front of us as they go through their warm-up.
Certainly good news in Viking Nation this week. And today we will see the return of one Kara Hughes to the Viking lineup.
Well, that's great news. Hughes has been battling a wrist injury, I believe, and hasn't seen much action outside of last Saturday evening when she was able to last Saturday afternoon when she was able to see the floor for a few points. But Kara Hughes, a setter, a hitter, very versatile, and certainly one of the better Bar Reeve leaders on the floor.
Yeah, so they will welcome her back, and reclaiming at least one half of the setter's position adds certainly some stability, a lot of leadership. Mentioned the fact that she was a 1A, 2A All-State setter last year, which also bodes well. And not only that, but it takes a young freshman like Sarah Graber, who's had just a phenomenal year, and maybe takes a little bit of the pressure off of her today, and instead of just being miss everything, which is what she did last week, she settles into the role as a hitter and a server, and maybe in her first regional, that takes a little bit of the pressure off little Sarah.
No question, but let's face it, she performed admirably as a freshman in last week's sectional. She was asked to play all around the floor, and she really was swell as one of two starting freshmen out there, along with Haley Raber. I thought both of them handled themselves very well, especially in that afternoon match against Lagodi, the rival of Lagodi Bar Reeve, and those two freshmen were undaunted.
Yeah, I'd give you some stats on the freshmen last week. In those two Saturday matches, Haley Raber and Sarah Graber, 20 kills and two errors between them.
How about that? That
is some good work by the freshmen. Well, Rock Creek Academy, the opponent here this morning. Johnny, we don't know a ton about them. When they kind of realign the IHSAA regionals, they're kind of coming from down there and close to South Central, Southeast Indiana, and certainly one of the teams that we do not play during the year.
Right. You know, 26-7, a glossy record. We have seen a couple of opponents that Rock Creek has lost to. So, but obviously on the schedule, there has been no RCA. They do have, looks like, several seniors on their roster. And, again, they were able to win the championship last year and gave Springs Valley all they wanted in five sets before succumbing to the Blackhawks. So, again, not a first time for Rock Creek, but yet I'm not sure they've faced a team this year as balanced and as good as Bar Reef.
So the Vikings come in 30-5 today, ranked number 2 in Class 1A. And let's call it exactly what it is. Of those five losses, Bar Reef not only was not fully equipped, but in some of them they were nowhere near full steam ahead in those losses. I can go through them one by one. Mount Vernon tournament, they were missing Anna Ballingy, Addison Ainsco, Kara Hughes, Hannah Graber wasn't hitting yet, and JC Thompson. The following week against Jasper on Tuesday night, Ainsco hit, but nobody else played. And then against Castle, no Hughes and no Ballingy. So, you know, there is something to be said that when these Vikings are fully equipped, they're very, very dangerous.
Well, when you play for Bar Reeve, you expect to win and win and win some more. And 30-5 is really, really impressive. But no doubt that the goal is to win every match. But with the injuries comes the opportunity for younger girls, other girls, to play spots. And I think you take a look at Kaylin Wagler, who's come in as a junior and served late in this season and into the tournament. She's filled in for an injured Hunter Emmons, and it's just next person up for Bar Reef. And, yeah, you've got five season losses, but the goal is to be healthy and at your best at tournament time, and I think Bar Reef is at this point.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a two-minute timeout, and when we come back, more of the pregame show, Bar Reef and Rock Creek Academy getting ready. Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena after this two-minute timeout.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Bar Reef Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950. JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Plenty of people are talking about agriculture, but too often the farmer's voice is missing. Nationwide supports farmers and ranchers telling agriculture's story. Your local agent is part of that story, partnering with the number one farm insurer in the nation. Nationwide, we stand for you. This is Mary Hathaway. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance at 812-254-1987 for a free quote.
Nationwide Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Jack Butcher Sports Arena, IHSAA Regional Saturday, getting ready to roll here, Bar Reef and Rock Creek Academy. Just a few minutes from getting underway, I'm Mike DeCourcy, going to be joined all day by John Mullen. And Johnny, today's prescription for success, brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. If the Vikings are going to grab win number 31 and move on to tonight's regional championship game, what does the doctor order here this morning?
Well, I'm just going to pull a page out of the coach Amber DeCourcy's book and talk about focus. She was thrilled with the focus that the Lady Vikes had last Saturday afternoon against the Lady Lions from Lagodi, as Bar Reef started strong and finished. And Rock Creek, probably a little bit of an underdog. It will be important for Bar Reef to keep their focus and not look past these Lady Lions of RCA as they look to move on to the regional championship. So a good focus and the ability to finish the prescription shop. Prescription for success here this morning for Bar Reef.
And that's one of the areas, I think, Johnny, where having Kara Hughes back on the floor last Saturday, Bar Reef essentially did it in their rotation, at least, with five sophomores and two freshmen. And it's not like Kara is, you know, the old chick on the block being just a junior, but, man, she's certainly a veteran, steadying presence, and she started since day one of her Viking volleyball career.
Well, you use the adjective steadying, and I think you're exactly right there. She will steady the ship, the proverbial Viking ship, if things start to go awry. But again, no sense in looking past anyone, and that's been a mantra of Coach DeCourcy over her long career, is we take it one point at a time, one game at a time, and we don't look ahead. So I'm not too concerned with Bar Reef doing that, but they are young, and they start to look at records, and they start to look at talent, and you can't help but see Tecumseh Trinity Lutheran as an opportunity to pull off another regional here at Jack Butch Arena this evening. But they've got to play this match first.
Yeah, certainly do. And boy, just real quickly, Johnny, that second match here today, Trinity Lutheran and Tecumseh, both of those teams in the top five of Class A. Man, it ought to be a whale of a game here.
It is set to be a great second match. And as the Bar Reef faithful show up here, it's going to be one where I think you'll see them stick around for match two to see who that opponent could be this evening. And RCA's coach, she mentioned that she thought this was the toughest regional in the state with the four teams all being ranked here.
I concur with her. I certainly think, and that's one of the messages that Coach Amber DeCourcy has driven home to her girls this week, is in her 19-year career, this is the toughest. Well, starting lineup just around the corner. We're going to take a three-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have the first serve back to Lagodi right after this.
Do you have the newest local app on your smartphone? Update your Times Herald app. It's all new. Visit the App Store or Google Play for a new online experience at washtimesherald.com. Read local stories and watch local videos, plus online photo galleries, all from local events. Visit the App Store or Google Play, search Washington Times Herald, and download our newest updated app. A Washington Times Herald digital online subscription is available for only $11.99 a month. Call 812-254-0480 to sign up, and let's get started.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelly Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
Kingdom Air is your local Amana dealer and has been serving our community since 1990. Kingdom Air and Amana want you to be comfortable. Kingdom Air and Amana are happy to support the Bar Reef volleyball team. Good luck, ladies, in the tournament. Go number two. Call Kingdom Air today at 812-486-3840. And remember, Amana lasts and lasts and lasts. Jones & Sons gives a huge congratulations to the Bar Reef Lady Vikings on their volleyball sectional victory and wishes them the best of luck in your tournament run. Jones & Sons is your hometown concrete provider, serving this area for over 45 years. Jones & Sons prides themselves on the quality of concrete they bring to a job and with the customer service you will find in their offices. Check out their wide variety of products and services online at jonesandsons.com or stop by one of their retail locations in Terre Haute, Vincennes, or Washington.
adventure days continue, now at the Washington Chrysler Center. Get behind the wheel of a new 2019 redesigned Jeep Cherokee, featuring up to $4,000 in rebates and starting as low as $22,708. The new 2018 Grand Cherokees have up to $5,000 in rebates and start as low as $35,647. Create your next adventure now with a new Jeep Cherokee, Grand Cherokee. And don't forget the great selection of Jeep Wranglers during Jeep Adventure Days. Take advantage of big savings and great rebates at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Back at Lagodi High School, lineups being introduced as we speak. Barreve going to go like this today. At an outside hitter position, Haley Raber. She's a 5'5 freshman. Starting in the middle today, Addison Ainsco. Ainsco, 5'11 and a sophomore. Another hitter today, Sarah Graber. Graber, 5'6 and a freshman. Anna Ballingy. Ballingy leads the Vikings in kills. She's 5'9 and a sophomore. Hannah Graber, setter and a hitter. She's 5'10 and a sophomore. Michaela Graber starting in the middle today. She's 5'11 and a sophomore. JC Thompson, she is the Vikings' very excellent libero, 5'4 and a sophomore. And as we already mentioned today, the return of Kara Hughes. Kara, 5'7 and a junior. And of course, the Vikings coached by Amber DeCourcy in her 19th season. Closing in, Johnny, on that 600 win mark.
She is. It just seems like yesterday, although it was 2 years ago, that she picked up 500 over at North Knox. And she's crossed the 550 threshold. And won't be long. Let's take a look at Rock Creek's starting lineup.
Okay.
They'll go with the senior Alex Allen. Legia Williams, their middle hitter, a sophomore wearing number 6, sophomore Morgan Schmidt. A setter is a junior, number 8, Bailey Brown. And libero, senior Natalie Clapp. A couple of other front row players include senior Lauren Schmidt and senior Julia Anderson. So a senior-laden Rock Creek Academy Lady Lions Club taking on a, once again, youthful Barreve Lady Vikings squad that boasts 5 sophomore and 2 freshman starters with Kara Hughes, the veteran junior, back in the lineup today.
The veteran junior indeed. So, on the stand today, I'm going to talk about a good officiating crew, Johnny. Got a three-way here, but Kathy Brown on the stand today. Well, she does the IHSAA state finals about every year.
Seems like every
year.
For
a reason.
Yeah.
And hello to our friend, the coach, Mike Wagner, listening in today on his way to Indianapolis.
Wags, hello, buddy.
We had some, Coach Wags and I had some text talk last night about a murder mystery documentary on Netflix. So that was certainly fun. So Barreve going to grab the first serve. They win the toss. Addison Ainsco with it. And we are underway. Serve is up. Good pass by Rock Creek. And the first kill is going to be in and good by Williams, 1-0 RCA.
Just hit the line just in front of Coach DeCourcy there. 1-0 Rock Creek.
Serve is good by Rock Creek. Here comes Ballingy. First kill attempt by her. In and good. And we're tied at 1. And it went cross court. Kill went. On the return, Rock Creek in the net, so that's a point either way. Sarah Graber back to serve.
So I believe Williams is the big hitter for Rock Creek, and she will find the hardwood with that one. It bounces off the net and in front of J.C. Thompson. So Williams has 2 kills, Rock Creek with an early 2-1 lead.
So 2-1. And here comes Hannah Graber, her kill attempt. Going to be saved, but Barreve going to get it back. There's Ballingy. Has to throw that one over. Barreve going to have another chance. There's Hannah Graber on the backside and got that one to go. We're tied at 2.
Hannah Graber's first kill. These teams kind of testing the waters.
Feeling each other out. That's going to send J.C. Thompson back to the service line. Haley Raber into the game.
I've noticed Bailey Brown has a couple of very good digs in the back for Rock Creek so far.
And good serve by JC. Rock Creek going to have to free ball it over. Let's see if Barreve can use it here. Ballingy, good dig, and they're going to call. That's going to be a net violation on Rock Creek.
No reason for number 11, Lauren Schmidt, to be in the net, but she was. So Thompson will go back to serve at 3-2, Barreve.
Vikings with the lead. JC with a short one that time. And that one's going to fall for an ace. Good attempt right there by Rock Creek. But just ran out of time. Vikings with a two-point lead now, 4-2.
Thompson doing what she does, mixing it up from the service line. This next one will probably come deep.
Kind of a hard line drive. Going to create a free ball situation. Hughes sends it out. There's Haley Raber's first shot off a block. Rock Creek going to have a chance now, and it's going to be down and good, 4-3. So,
Lady Vikes get working the nerves out a little bit. Serve receive hasn't been spot on, but it will be as this match continues.
And service error by Rock Creek Academy. That was Julia Anderson into the net. So, first miss serve today for either team. Going to send Ballingy back to the line with a 5-3 lead.
Anderson's serve had no chance there. She just kind of shanked it.
And Ballingy, good serve. But Barreve going to get a chance right here. And going to be blocked back by Rock Creek Academy. And that set kind of sent Haley Raber close to the antenna. So 5-4.
Again, Hughes, Kara Hughes, the junior, feeling her way back here as she's been out for the past 3 weeks.
Raber going to get another chance. Got it to go in the back corner, 6-4.
Raber finds a nice spot in the back corner in front of linesman Bart Stimley, Pike County native. I say native, he's a Pike Countyan.
Yeah, he's a current resident. Had some breakfast with him this morning in the hospitality room. Hannah Graber back to serve. Tapped over. There's Raber with another shot at it. Got it to go. 7-4.
Freshman has two kills. Lady Vikes take an early 7-4 advantage.
It's back-to-back kills by Raber. Hannah Graber continuing to serve. That one just falls out of the sky, and it's going to be an ace. 8-4. Vikings now with a four-point lead.
Going to have a quick substitution here as Anderson's going to head to the bench and sophomore LaJoy Williams, that's Williams, LaJoy, enters to replace Anderson, the senior.
Another short serve. Going to be sent over. Here comes Haley Raber, another chance, got it again, 9-4.
Hello, Haley Raber, can I get a timeout, Rock Creek?
And she is going to get it on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Vikings on a mini run here, 9-4 Barreve, set one. Back to Lagodi after this one-minute timeout.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download. Streaming movies with virtually no buffering and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back at Lagodi, just like that, RCA breaks the momentum. Addison Ainsco, a net violation, so 9-5 now. And just like that, Rock Creek gives it back.
Lauren
service
Schmidt,
error.
Serving error.
So 10-5. That'll bring Kaylin Wagler in to serve.
Two of those points freebies on serving errors by the Lady Lions.
Kalen's first serve. Good pass by Rock Creek. But Barry going to get it back. Ainsco finds a hole in the middle. Her first kill, 11-5.
You know who got that assist?
That was our friend Michaela Graber.
Michaela Graber. She's in the middle, and she's setting it, and she's blocking it. She's finishing last Saturday afternoon's match. She finished Ligoti's season last Saturday.
So another free ball opportunity right here. Ainsco on the slide, got it. 12-5, Vikings now by 7.
Barry beginning to pick up proverbial steam here. Rock Creek's already utilized one timeout, trying to slow the momentum.
Good serve by Kalen right there, going to create another roll opportunity. Here comes Sarah Graber, her first kill attempt. Good block right there. Rock Creek now going to have a chance, but they're going to send it long. That was a scramble play. 13-5 Vikings.
The setter on that Bar Eve attempt was Anna Balanchi.
You know,
versatility.
They have some. And there's an ace by Kalen Wagler. And you look at somebody like Michaela, who's a sophomore, who doesn't get a lot of swing. She's basically a blocker. She's got really good hands, Johnny.
Well, she's got an assist already.
And there's service error by Kalen. But Wagler with four big points. It's now 14-6.
Gladly trade those hard serve points for the first serving error for Barry. 14-6 the lead.
Here comes Ballingy, kill attempt from the back row. Good dig, but it's going to be a free ball opportunity coming back to the Vikings. And Addison Ainsco going to get a slide kill, force Rock Creek into the net, 15-6.
Ainsco, along with Haley Raber, with three kills each here in set number one.
So Addison Ainsco back to serve. Good pass. There goes Williams, gets one to go out of the middle, 15-7.
Her third kill as well. It had been a while since we had heard from her, however. She had the first two kills. That's her third.
Bar Eve now just going to have to roll one over. Ballingy sends one to the back row. And that's going to give Bar Eve a point. They're going to say no touch.
Oh, that was, feel like that was touched?
She hit it at a weird angle, but okay. Man, when the ball changes directions like that a lot, it makes you wonder, but it's okay. Not going to be called. 16-7.
Started to mark it down, but a hitting there for Williams.
Not much of an argument from anybody on the floor, so Bar Eve now going to get another opportunity. There's Ballingy on the outside, block back, but J.C. Thompson just completely sacrifices her body. Now Rock Creek with a chance. They're going to have to send a free ball over. Bar Eve's going to have a chance to win this point. Hannah Graber, right side, blocked back, but out.
Blocked out.
And Vikings, that kill goes to Hannah Graber, but you might as well give it to J.C. Thompson.
Yes, you should, but right after that playback by Rock Creek, the dig actually came from Michaela Graber.
So 17-7. Sarah Graber back to serve.
Outstanding play by Thompson.
And the Vikings out of rotation.
Free point for Rock Creek as the Lady Vikes ended up in the wrong spots. Natalie Clapp serves for RCA, down 17-8. Make it 18-8.
Malangy with a kill out of the middle. Vikes by 10. So J.C. Thompson back to serve.
Ballingy now with two kills.
Serve is good. Rock Creek going to have to just roll one over, and they're going to roll it out. 19-8.
Clapp hits the ball just deep. Thompson continues her tough serving.
And Rock Creek going to be out of rotation that time. So trade you on, 20-8. Vikings now by a dozen. Oh, J.C. going to launch one that time. And Rock Creek going to have to send another free ball over.
Yeah.
It's going to hit the top of the net and fall in.
Well, it should have been a deep ball and an easy opportunity. Turned into a nice gift for RCA here with a friendly net play.
So 20-9. There's Hannah Graber from the right side. It's going to be sent back, but off the block. Kill is good for Rock Creek Academy, 20-10.
It's one of those push-kill shots. Lady Vikes in control here. Their biggest lead was 12. It's 20-10 now. Bart Reeve student body, fashionably late. Mr.
Fashionably
DeCorsi.
Late. There goes Haley Raber. That's going to be four hits. So that's three in a row for Rock Creek Academy. And the thing you don't want to do at the end of these sets is get cute.
Yeah, you want to keep the momentum. You want to keep the pedal to the metal, so to speak. And right now, Bar Eve is losing a focus a little bit.
So Bar Eve going to have an opportunity here. There's Raber. And gets another kill to go, 21-11. Little off-speed action
yep.
That time.
The libero clap could not quite handle Raber's hit. She leads the way so far, the freshman does, with four kills and Ballingy to serve. And it's a beaut.
Free ball opportunity for Bar Eve. Ains go, block back. But Bar Eve going to have another chance. There's Hannah off the block. Rock Creek going to have a chance. That one going to be blocked back by Haley Raber. Point is in and good, 22-11. Vikings by 11 again. Rock Creek going to take a timeout. We'll take one, too. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Vikings leading it here in the opener, 22-11. Back to Ligoti after this one-minute timeout.
This is Bill from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. October is Bill Ford Tough Month, but it is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as a Ford dealer, I'm proud to display the blue Ford oval, but this month I am also proud to support the color pink and to raise awareness about breast cancer. It's October, Built Ford Tough Month, and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So drive one, and don't forget to check on the girls. Just a little reminder from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington.
Helena Agra Enterprises is proud to support Daviess County farmers and our local athletes. Crop health and crop safety is a top priority for Helena Agra Enterprises as we work with area farmers to maximize your yields in a cost-effective way. From the latest product advancements to the experienced staff we have on hand to answer your questions one-on-one, put Helena Agra Enterprises to work for you on the farm. Helena Agra Enterprises in Montgomery is a proud supporter of the Bar E Vikings.
Back at Ligoti, and quick kill by Addison Ainsco out of the middle, 23-12. Vikings just 2 points away from claiming the first set.
That they are, as Hannah Graber prepares to serve. Prior to Ainsco's kill was a serving error by Ballingy, and this one an ace by Hannah Graber. Their fourth of the first set so far, Coach.
So Vikings with a whole slew of set points here. 24-12. And that's going to be another ace for Hannah Graber, and that's going to do it. So set one, all Vikings. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Bar Eve takes the opener, 25-12. Back for set two at Jack Butcher Sports Arena after this three-minute timeout.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666. The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Daviess County. The Ruitton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Bar Eve Vikings. Important dates to remember.
member are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomerybrewertonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Brewerton Club is proud to back the Bar-E Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Brewerton Club.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar-Eve Sports.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Hallzappel and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for
Lake
you.
Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Bar-Eve Sports.
Back at Lagodi, and the first point of set two goes to Bar-Eve on an Anna Ballinger kill, Johnny Mullen.
And she punished that volleyball. Free ball here as Bar-Eve trying to control. J.C. Thompson with the dig to Ballinger. Her push blocked. That's LaGia Williams getting her hands on several balls up front, but she's going to hit that one long.
So 2-0.
You would say she is a jumping jack.
Oh, she is athletic. Speaking of Anna Ballinger, hello to her aunts today, Rachel Duncan and Elizabeth Cass, listening in. Good serve by little Sarah. And that one going to be sent along.
That's sister LaJoy Williams.
And we've got a substitution here as the Vikings have ran out to a 3-0 lead here in the second set.
LaJoy heads to the bench. Back in is senior Bree Ragland. Sarah Graber on serve.
Sarah, good deep serve. And that one going to be blocked back, but a good play up there by Rock Creek, but now they're going to get a double contact. So 4-0 Bar-Eve.
That block was Michaela Graber right there on the line at center court.
And tell you what, Sarah Graber, another good serve here. Free ball opportunity. Hannah Graber going to send it down. There's Williams just going to throw it down, but Bar-Eve going to have a chance here. Ballinger, placement, got it, 5-0. I don't want to bore everybody with volleyball strategy, but
go ahead.
The way Sarah is serving right here is very, very strategic. You want the ball kept away from Williams, and Sarah is just hitting her spot. There it is again. Every single time, making it impossible to not impossible, but very difficult for Rock Creek to run their offense. Rock Creek is going to roll one in from the right side there, 5-1.
You're exactly right, and you are a volleyball strategery type person, as you happen to live with a coach.
And Bari going to have it blocked back, but now they're going to get another opportunity. And block back again. Hannah Graber, third time into the net. 5-2.
RCA had that section of the net blocked
There's an ace.
First Rock Creek ace comes from Natalie Clapp. So that 5-0 lead has wilted to 5-3 now.
Another good serve. Malangy going to have to roll one on the outside. Got it to go. 6-3. It's going to send Thompson back to the service line.
It's the old roll spike kill. Malangy already with three put downs this early in set two. 6-3 Vikes.
JC, good deep serve. And free ball opportunity into the net. 7-3. So the Vikings student section, it's Amish day, Johnny.
It is. With a, yeah, yeah.
Gabe Gladish dressed up as an Amish woman. That's all I've got. Another short serve by JC and Rock Creek Academy. The second time today they have been out of rotation. So it's now 8-3.
I got quiet when you said that Gabe was dressed like a woman. I don't know what to say, Scott.
There's not much to say. Good deep serve by JC that time. Going to be a free ball opportunity. There goes Hannah Graber, right side. Rock Creek going to have to send one back. And roll shot by Ballingy. Rock Creek going to get another chance at it. Barreve, good dig right there. Here comes Haley Raber off the block. And got it to go. Forced Rock Creek into the net, 9-3. It's another kill for Haley.
Give Haley Raber a kill. Her fifth.
JCT back to serve again. And that's going to be an ace. After the changeup, she went to the fastball, coach.
Yep.
10-3, timeout Rock Creek. We'll take 1-2 on the JJ Concrete scoreboard. 10-3 Vikings. Back to Ligoti in 1 minute.
Jeep adventure days continue now at the Washington Chrysler Center. Get behind the wheel of a new 2019 redesigned Jeep Cherokee, featuring up to $4,000 in rebates and starting as low as $22,708. The new 2018 Grand Cherokees have up to $5,000 in rebates and start as low as $35,647. Create your next adventure now with a new Jeep Cherokee, Grand Cherokee. And don't forget the great selection of Jeep Wranglers during Jeep Adventure Days. Take advantage of big savings and great rebates at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Ligoti. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Ace for her, and it's 11-3 Vikings.
Ever seen that movie Groundhog Day, Coach DeCourcy?
I like it when it involves service aces for the Vikes.
One before the timeout, one following the timeout. Thompson with an 11-3 lead here. Will she change it up?
We'll see. Oh. Yep, she will. It's a short one. And that's going to be a lift on Rock Creek, 12-3.
I called that an ace.
Yeah, that's a nice.
Three straight. I'm learning, Coach.
No, nah, you're there. JC, another one. Good dig that time by Rock Creek. Going to set up a kill attempt in and good by Lauren Schmidt, 12-4.
I'm wrong a lot, and I could be wrong, but that might be Schmidt's first kill.
You may be right, Johnny, and I might be crazy.
Yep. All I know.
Pass right there for Barree. There comes Ballingy out of the middle. Off of a defender and nearly out of Jack Butcher Sports Arena on the ricochet.
That was headed towards Ole Lou. Was he ready for it? Wow.
So Ballingy back to serve. Good one. And kill going to be in and good this time by Schmidt. 13-5. So Rock Creek to within eight here. Ainsco going to be sent back by Rock Creek, but Hannah Graber just bangs one off the block and almost hit our friend Jeremy Wildman over there at the scorer's table, Johnny.
Wildman back for Saturday morning.
Are the light bulbs any better this today?
I don't think so.
14-5.
He complained to us. He didn't complain to the right people.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We can only do so much.
Hannah back to serve. Another kill attempt.
I'm sorry, I awakened Lauren Schmidt.
Yeah, that's the ultimate jinx. She didn't have any kills. Now she's got three. And the Viking defense just a little out of position right there, and they knew it immediately.
Schmidt back to serve here. So
14-6. And another kill for Ainsco, 15-6. So Bar Reeve.
I'm guessing the chuckles come via the text.
Oh, I'm trying to figure out if Trevor Yoder is here and in a service ace by Kalen Wagler, 16-6, or if he's listening in.
Kalen Wagler is definitely here as she continues her ace parade. Now 16-6, Lady Vikes.
Another good one, and Rock Creek going to be in the net again.
I thought it may have been a double hit on the set anyway.
Yeah, I think it might have been. 17-6, Vikes by 11 again.
They took the first set, did the Lady Vikes, 25-12, and in command here in set two.
Another good one by Kalen. That's another ace. And the Vikes have served it well so far today, Johnny.
Well, let's just say they have 10 aces and only two serving errors. That's a pretty good ratio, would you say, 5-1?
That's one that you would take. And Williams got that one, and that ball right up on top of the net. Kill is good. Not much you can do with that when Williams is coming down on it. So, but Rock Creek can't stand prosperity, gives it right back, 19-7. That's going to send Ainsco back to the service line.
Leah Thompson, the serving error. Meanwhile, the ratio is three errors for every one ace for Rock Creek.
And going to get a double contact right there on the...
I'm going to call that an ace for Ainsco.
Sure.
Ainsco. Six this set, 11 for the match.
Another good serve by Addison. And going to be bumped out of bounds. 21-7.
Timeout, Rock Creek Academy.
We'll take 1-2 on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. All Vikings here in the second. 21-7. Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena in 1 minute.
The Washington Times-Herald is now selling audience-targeted advertising for smartphones, all digital, handheld devices, and desktop PCs. Do you want your advertising to reach a specific audience? Melody Brunson would be more than happy to sit down and talk with you about this new local avenue for your upcoming ad campaigns. In today's world, it's not how many you reach, but who you reach. Are you reaching customers who are interested in what you have to offer? Call Melody Brunson today at 812-254-0480 to request a consultation or a free estimate.
Did you know Auto Owners Insurance will reduce your business insurance premium when you buy life insurance? Insure your business and protect your family all in one stop. Thompson Insurance has been serving the local community since 1963. Our experienced staff are here to serve you and your insurance needs. We will work hard to gain the proper and most affordable coverage to fit your needs. Give us a call at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Back at Lagodi. And
there's your boy T. Yoder.
There for the second time today, Johnny, it looks like Barry's going to get a free ball back, and they top spin it into the net. It falls over for a point.
And then they duplicate it on the serve there. That's Bailey Brown.
So 21-9.
Yeah. A couple bad breaks for the Lady Vikes. They still lead by 12 here as we have a break in the action. Floor general. Is that Donovan Keller?
Yep, that is Donovan Keller.
DK, Donovan Keller.
And I think just a little bit of a lineup check here.
Check the lineup.
Marissa Helms into the game for the Vikes.
played by Ainscoe off the serve. Free ball from Ballingy.
And Williams got one to go, 21-10.
You talked about a little bit of a lull in set one, and Barry maybe going through this as they need 4 points to close out set two. Nice pass, nice set, goodbye Ballingy.
Another kill for Anna, 22-10.
Give her 7 for the match, 5 in this set. So Haley Raber dominated set one at the net. This set being handled by Ballingy. Sarah Graber back to serve.
Kill attempt going to be dug out. And what a play by Hannah Graber. The set sent her way outside the pin, and she has to hit it with an underhand fist. It gets inside the antenna.
I'm trying to get a grin from your wife. I couldn't get one, but Mike James, Jeanette, Remington, Graber, they're all fired up. What a play by Hannah Graber.
Another kill in and good for Williams, 23-11.
Hannah gets a...
That's a kill, man.
That's a kill.
It's a kill. Looks like a monster. Same as a tap. Serve is up. Ballingy got another one out of the middle. 24-11.
So this one looking a lot like set one, which the Vikings took 25-12, now 24-11. 1 point away from a 2-0 advantage with J.C. Thompson, the sophomore libero, trying to finish it off here.
And kill attempt by Rock Creek, dug out by Kara. There's Haley into the net, 24-12, and Haley just tried to cut it. Didn't have enough time or room to get it done.
Julie Anderson will serve for RCA, trailing by 12. Barrie looking for a good pass, set, kill.
And there it is. Haley Raber got it off the block, and that's going to do it. So back-to-back 25-12 wins here in the first two sets. Vikings up 2-0, looking to close it out. Back to Ligoti after this 3-minute timeout.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, next to Graber Post.
Football is my dream.
For Spencer James.
I want you to come play for me.
Beverly Hills, huh?
Yes, sir.
The whole game is about to change.
I don't belong here.
This is your way out.
From executive producer Greg Berlanti comes the new show inspired by the incredible true story.
I'm asking you to play for something bigger now.
Because when you do, you'll be unstoppable.
Run for your life.
All-American, series premiere right after the season premiere of Riverdale, tonight on the CW.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering, and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Ever Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Jones & Sons gives a huge congratulations to the Barrie Lady Vikings on their volleyball sectional victory and wishes them the best of luck in your tournament run. Jones & Sons is your hometown concrete provider, serving this area for over 45 years. Jones & Sons prides themselves on the quality of concrete they bring to a job and with the customer service you will find in their offices. Check out their wide wide variety of products and services online at jonesandsons.com or stop by one of their retail locations in Terre Haute, Vincennes, or Washington.
Back at Lagodi, first point of set number three. Barreve going to have to send a free ball over. Williams going to have a chance at it. Kill is in good. 1-0 Rock Creek Academy.
Rock Creek Academy comes alive. They know they're facing elimination here, down 2-0. And they've got, from my count, they've got 11 students there fired up, trying to root on these Lady Lions.
Ballingy, kill attempt. Going to be sent back. There's another shot at it. That one going to be blocked. Barreve going to have another crack at it. Blocked back again. Dunk down. And point for Rock Creek Academy, 2-0.
First 2-point lead for Rock Creek Academy the entire morning.
Now Barreve going to have to free ball it over, and they free ball it out. 3-0 Rock Creek.
Bailey Brown doing the serving.
Good pass. Here comes Anna. Blocked back, but out of bounds. Blocked back inbounds. And Barreve wants a timeout. We'll go ahead and take one. 4-0 Rock Creek Academy here in set three. Back in 1 minute.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Kingdom Air is your local Amana dealer and has been serving our community since 1990. Kingdom Air and Amana want you to be comfortable. Kingdom Air and Amana are happy to support the Barreve volleyball team. Good luck, ladies, in the tournament. Go number two. Call Kingdom Air today at 812-486-3840. And remember, Amana lasts and lasts and lasts.
Well, back from the timeout, it was about a 10-second timeout for Barreve. And the Vikings scored the last 2 points. Block kill right there by Michaela Graber. Now 4-2 with Sarah Graber serving. And that one off the block. Kill is good. 5-2.
Williams missed long to give Barreve their first point. And as you referenced, Ballingy and Graber blocked Williams, but Rock Creek with a kill of their own here.
Anna Graber smokes one down the middle. 5-3.
Hannah Graber very capable of doing that just about every time she gets a swing, and that was a thunderous kill from the sophomore. Thompson back to serve.
JC, Vikings trailing by two, got an ace, 5-4 now. Vikes to within one.
Ratio, Coach DeCourcy, is now 12-2, making it 6-1 on the ace to airs for Barreve. 12 total now for this match.
So JC, another serve, and there for the third set in a row, Rock Creek out of rotation. And then we're tied at 5. So JC Thompson back to the service line again. Short serve this time. And kill going to be in and good by Lauren Schmidt, 6-5. Rock Creek retakes the lead.
Nice job by Barreve of weathering that early 4-0 run to get back in it. Trailing now just by one, 6-5.
Good pass. Barreve going to have an opportunity. That's Haley Raber. Kill, got it.
She knocks Clapp over in the back.
Tied at 6. Big things come in a little package with Haley Raber.
To the tune of 7 kills for the Frosh.
Ballingy back to the service line. Rock Creek, that's going to be four hits. Good serve by Ballingy. Vikes take the lead, 7-6.
What Bar Reeves doing is they're scoring while Rock Creek's big hitter, Gia Williams, is on the bench.
Another good serve by Ballingy. Tapped in that time. We're tied at 7.
Nice placement from Schmidt. 7-all. Buddy Vikes took both set 1 and set 2, 25-12, so looking to close RCA in straight sets.
And set going to be over and out that time. Bad set by Bar Eve, so Rock Creek with the lead again, 8-7. And Bar Eve going to have to send a free ball over. Rock Creek going to have a chance. Kill going to be blocked back. Rock Creek going to roll it over, however. And Hannah Graber going to send it wide, 9-7. Rock Creek back by 2.
Nice set there from Hughes. Graber just outside the lines there.
Ainsco, kill attempt dug out. Rock Creek. Marie now going to run a little offense. Haley Raber says enough of that, 9-8.
Hannah Graber back to serve. Following this rotation, Williams for RCA will be back in up front. Lady Vikes down by 1 here.
Hannah. And kill attempt into the net by Rock Creek that time. That was Leah Thompson. We're tied at 9. Hannah back to serve again.
Coach Amber DeCourcy giving serving instructions.
And kill off the block on the backside by Thompson that time. Rock Creek up 10-9 again.
They didn't come all the way from Sellersburg to just wave the white flag, Coach. They're competing well in this third set.
And service attempt that time off of Ballingy. An ace, 11-9.
Schmidt with the team's second ace. Barive has 12 of those.
Sarah Graber, freshman, got it to go that time, 11-10.
Oh, that's the other freshman.
Kaylin Wagler in to serve.
Haley and Sarah both of slight build, but they can hammer the volleyball.
So Kaylin back in. Service attempt. And kill attempt off speed is good by Williams, 12-10.
That miss hit ended up working as Barrie couldn't get to it.
Barrie going to have to send a free ball over that time. Williams going to tap one. And into the net, Sarah Graber, 13-10 Vikings, or Vikings trail by 3.
Coach DeCourcy has used one timeout already, down 4-0, so the lead 3 for Rock Creek.
And Barry going to have to free ball it over that time. And Hannah Graber going to try to throw one to the back. Now Rock Creek into the net, 13-11.
Julia Anderson miss hit. Lady Vikes benefit there. See if Addie Ainsco can get something going from the service line. 13-11 RCA here.
Addie. And it's going to be off the net again. Barry going to have a chance. Way outside the antenna, 14-11. Hitting air on Ballingy, but it was a bad set.
Yeah, the setting has faltered quite a bit here in set 3. And Rock Creek's best server, Bailey Brown, who had the set's first 4 points back to serve.
Pass by Ainsco, but another chance right here. And tap down and good, 15-11. Bar Eve is broken down. Timeout, Bar Eve. 15-11, Rock Creek Academy, back in 1 minute.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
This is Bill from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. October is Built Ford Tough Month, but it is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as a Ford dealer, I'm proud to display the blue Ford Oval, but this month I am also proud to support the color pink and to raise awareness about breast cancer. It's October, Built Ford Tough Month, and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So drive one, and don't forget to check on the girls. Just a little reminder from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington.
Back at Lagodi. Quick kill by Anna Ballingy. Bar Eve now going to get a free ball. Ballingy off the antenna, 16-12. Vikings just air-plagued here in set number three.
They are. Can't string any points together, and that would have been a good time to string a couple. Williams heads to the bench, but Bar Eve down four here. And their feet seem to be in concrete.
Kill by Ballingy, good, 16-13. We'll send Thompson back to the service line.
Set three here up in the air after Bar Eve took the first two convincingly, 12-12.
Good serve by Thompson. Kill attempt, dug out, Bar Eve. And Hannah Graber off the block, got it to go, 16-14.
Hannah Graber now with 5 kills. The lead was as big as 4 for Rock Creek just a moment ago, now 2, as J.C. Thompson continues her serving.
Good pass, Rock Creek. Barry digs it out. There's Ballingy. That one's blocked back. And sent over. Rock Creek now going to have a chance. That one going to be blocked by Bar Eve. Raber takes it off speed. Good dig by Rock Creek. RCA kill. Got it. 17-14.
This looks like a different Rock Creek Academy team, to be honest. Bar Eve making their fair share of mistakes here also. But RCA playing inspired volleyball. Fighting for their tournament lives.
Serve is up. Haley Raber has it blocked back. Thompson just going to roll one over to the back row. And Rock Creek tried to dump it, but into the net. 17-15. Vikings are within 2. Ballingy back to serve.
Bari catches a break there. Schmidt looked to be coming off the slide, but Bailey Brown with the air.
Anna. Good pass. And Rock Creek is going to send it back. Thompson just has to roll it over. And off the block again, Leah Thompson, 18-15.
No sustained scoring for Bar Eve here as it gets late in set three. Coach DeCourcy out of timeouts with Bree Ragland serving.
Good pass right there, but a good dig off of a Hannah Graber swing. And off the block hits the antenna, 19-15, and the Vikings are in trouble here in set three.
Ragland again back to serve. Bar Eve needs a side out, and that's going to be a serving error, a welcome relief.
And that'll send Hannah Graber back to the service line.
Bar Eve student body ready to go. 10 minutes ago, everybody was ready to go home. This is indeed a match.
And another kill by Thompson, in and good, 20 to 16.
Honestly, I'm not sure we called Thompson's name at all in set one, and she's come alive here in three. Lady Vikes down by four.
Another free ball coming to Rock Creek and into the net that time by Williams, 20 to 17, but Bar Eve has just been unable to get anything going behind the service line this set.
You're exactly right.
Kaylin Wagler in to serve. Pass is up. Bar Eve going to have a free ball chance, but a bad pass. They've got to free ball it back. And that's going to lead to a Williams tap down. Bar Eve is you whiff on passing a free ball right there. 21-17.
Rock Creek needs 4 points to take this to a four set.
Ains go out of the middle, got it to go. 21-18.
First time we've called Ainsco's name in a while. She rocketed a kill. Now she'll head back to the service line. Error prone here in set three, and yet the Lady Vikes trail by just three. It's a race to 25.
And Rock Creek. Bar Eve going to have to send it over via a free ball. And Rock Creek off the block. Ballingy going to have a shot at it. But Rock Creek now going to send one wide, 21-19.
Williams with a couple of hitting errors here. One into the net, that one wide over by the Barry bench, and suddenly this deficit's just two again.
Ains goes, serve. Here comes Williams, dug out by J.C. Thompson. Ballingy, little pop shot. And Rock Creek going to send it wide again.
Williams again wide.
21-20. Vikes within three, or within one.
Barry creeps back. I thought Coach might slow this down with a timeout, but she doesn't.
Good pass that time by Rock Creek. Williams blocked back that time by the Vikings. And that one blocked back. And Michaela Graver gets a block, and we are tied. 21-all.
I said that. That girl, Michaela Graver, she just stuffed the Williams girl, and it's tied up. And we do have a timeout, Coach. We want to stay here.
We'll go ahead and keep it right here. 21-all.
My. Isn't momentum a funny thing, as Rock Creek has led throughout this match? From the start, 4-0, and Bar Eve has climbed back in it with four quick points. And they took advantage of a couple of hitting errors. Ainsco with some strong serving, and Michaela Graber there with the stuffed block kill to tie this match up, Coach.
So tied at 21 now. Ainsco back to the service line again.
A couple of tall, lanky, athletic sophomores going at it in the middle. Michaela gets the best of that one.
Ainsco next serve. Rock Creek going to have to punch one over. Here comes Ballingy, kill attempt. Rock Creek going to have to send a free ball over. Here comes Ballingy again. Good dig by Rock Creek. We're going to have to shoot one over. Anna again. Another good dig by Rock Creek. We're going back and forth. Bar Eve going to have another chance at it. Ballingy, bang!
Hello, lead, 22-21. It's been a long time in coming here in set three, and Ballingy sent that one into the tunnel where one of the officers had to retrieve it. Ainsco's still serving here. She's got four straight.
Little bit of an overpass right there. And Bar Eve going to have to send a free ball over, and they're going to have to make a defensive play right here. Williams.
I thought four.
Bar Eve now going to get an opportunity. And Ballingy just going to have to shoot one to the back row. There's a double contact, not called. Kill in and good. We're tied at 22.
That ball can't have that much spinach on it and not be called two. Clearly a missed call. But it's 22 all here as Bar Reef has a chance on offense. And it's Ballingy wearing out Bailey Brown in the back row.
23-22. Bar Reef by a point again.
Two of the hardest shots of the day so far. No doubters. Sarah Graber to serve up 23-22.
And she's going to get an ace, 24-22.
Match point for these Lady Vikes.
And
timeout Rock Creek.
Quick timeout by Rock Creek. They saved until the end. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. 24-22. This is a 7-1 Bar Reef run to grab the lead, Johnny.
Yeah, 21-17. They trailed. And Bar Reef always fights to the very end, and now they've got a chance to finish it off. Sarah Graber there with the team's 13th ace this morning. Her third, and the freshman probably going to use that deep serve to see if she can finish off this Rock Creek Academy squad.
Sarah Graber, good serve. Free ball going to be sent back. Let's see if Bar Reef can end it here. Sarah Graber out to Ballingy. Kill shot, got it. And that's going to do it. Vikings close it out today with an 8-1 run, but Rock Creek made them work in set three. And we talked about it before the game. You don't win 26 games and not have any skills. And Rock Creek, instead of rolling over and dying, they came to play in the third set, but Bar Reef closed it out with an 8-1 run. They win it 3-0, 25-12, 25-12, 25-22. Well, we're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, all of the post-game show, and we'll set up not only the second game, but what's going to happen tonight. Vikings win it today over Rock Creek Academy, 3-0. Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena after this timeout.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up,
pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile. Pick it up,
pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
Helena Agra Enterprises is proud to support Daviess County farmers and our local athletes. Crop health and crop safety is a top priority for Helena Agra Enterprises as we work with area farmers to maximize your yields in a cost-effective way. From the latest product advancements to the experienced staff we have on hand to answer your questions one-on-one, put Helena Agra Enterprises to work for you on the farm. Helena Agra Enterprises in Montgomery is a proud supporter of the Bar Reef Vikings. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Daviess County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Bar Reef Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Bar Reef Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Brewerton Club.
Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena here as Bar Reef is going to move into the 7:30 p.m. championship as we get into the Alex Knepp German American Investments post-game show. The Vikes cruising the first two sets 25-12, 25-12 before rallying to win set three 25-22. husband of the coach, Mike DeCourcy. Your thoughts on the, in particular, third set as Barry was in cruise control and then faltered and had to recover to win in straight sets.
I don't think it's ever a bad thing when you've got to make plays to win. And certainly there's a variety of factors in set three. I think a lot of it was Rock Creek played better. Vikings not nearly as sharp. But at the same time, the Vikings really didn't have a lot of pressure points today until the last half of that set three. And that cannot be a bad thing as we head into tonight.
Sure. The morning match, an opportunity to maybe stick around and watch a little bit of what should be a dynamite match, too, between Tecumseh and Trinity Lutheran. But, yeah, the Lady Vikes off the floor now and able to relax and rest. But it was not looking to go three sets as Rock Creek really played inspired volleyball late until Barreve turned it around. Sarah Graber serving, Anna Ballingy's hitting the difference in those last several points, and it's the Vikes who move on to the regional championship with a 31-5 slate now, Coach. What a season, but I'm sure it's not the end goal for Barreve.
No, certainly isn't. You want to come back. You want to defend your regional championship from last season, but the task is going to be tall tonight, literally and figuratively. Tecumseh and Trinity Lutheran, certainly, you know, going to be a whale of a match here coming up, and it could go any direction. But at the same time, you know, if you look at a few of the websites, Max Preps, Indiana Prep Volleyball, you know, there's lies, darned lies, and statistics, but you know, the Vikings, depending on who you believe, either play the hardest or the second hardest schedule of any 1A team in the state of Indiana. And Coach DeCourcy has certainly beefed that up, tournaments, adding games in the regular season. And, you know, you do it for nights like tonight, so hopefully it pays off. And, you know, as far as the strength of schedule goes, Barreve, of all the teams here in the regional today, definitely the hardest of the four. It prepares you, but it doesn't mean much now.
Talk about the fact that Barreve has seen and beaten both of those two teams coming up in Tecumseh and Trinity Lutheran. Tecumseh just a short while ago, Trinity Lutheran back, is it in Scottsburg where they, or no, it was in the Barreve tournament.
Barreve tournament,
and
yeah.
That was a long time ago, so to speak, but no surprises, I guess, from any of these three teams?
No surprises. Everybody kind of does what they do. You know, you and I had the game down at Tecumseh on the radio on 95.9 and 101.3. And, you know, certainly the Vikings showed flashes of really good play that night. But also, you know, they had a few moments kind of at the beginning of the game and at the end of the game where they struggled a little bit. So it was a good effort, but I wouldn't certainly classify it as a great effort that night. And earlier this season, a win over Trinity Lutheran in the Barreve tournament, quite frankly, the first set of that game, one of the best sets that the Vikings played all season long. Very, very sharp, no errors, just some really, really sharp play. Second set, Vikings had to come back, and another one of those 26-24, 27-25 types that Barreve held on. But, you know, if nothing else, you know you got a shot tonight.
Sure, you're in it, so you've got a chance, and only about eight teams after this afternoon, only eight teams, is that right, remaining in Class A volleyball, and after this evening's match, there will be a final four. So Barreve now punched their ticket to the Elite Eight, if you will, with a chance to move on to next Saturday's one-game semi-state. As we take a look at the statistics, Coach DeCourcy, the one stat that sticks out is the serving aces for Barreve. They had 13 of those, and just two serving errors. Talk about the difference in the serving abilities and the aggressive serving of RE versus Rock Creek, which just managed two aces with four errors.
Well, not only does it, not only does it obviously count as an easy point when you work your way into an ace, but that tough serving, when you can knock another team out of their offense and, you know, give these potent Viking attackers chances, that's the whole goal as well. And that's certainly something that that Bari did here today. I don't think the serving strategy or the serving difficulty any different today than it's been all season long. It wasn't necessarily a scouting thing. I just think the girls really picked some spots out and hit them, and it paid off.
I agree with you. It's the same type of serving that Bar Eve has maintained the entire year as Rock Creek Academy emerges from the locker room tunnel, and that's tough to say goodbye to those seniors, I'm sure, for their coach and for their school. Five of those 11 girls on the roster, coach, are seniors, and they played their final high school match. So you can see the emotion coming out. But I will say that the Williams girl, the sophomore middle hitter, is going to be pretty good the next two seasons.
Yeah, certainly. Well, let's take a look at a few statistics, Johnny. I know in volleyball it's a little different than basketball or anything else, but statistically today, talk about the Vikings a little bit.
Well, I'll be honest with you. It's hard to keep track of all the statistics when you don't have a stat sheet in front of you, but I try and keep track of at least the kills. We know that J.C. Thompson in her libero spot typically leads the squad in digs. The setting today was split between Hannah Graber and Kara Hughes, who was back in the lineup, and I thought as the match played out, I felt like she looked more comfortable out there. It had been several weeks since she had been on the floor. But from a hitting perspective, Anna Ballingy, again in double figures with a dozen or so kills, perhaps a baker's dozen, including the last three to end that match. But I thought Haley Raber was outstanding in the first two sets. She's going to pick up, I've got eight kills for the freshman. Addison Ainsco had a quiet half dozen kills, as did Hannah Graber. Those two sophomores, and again, it's a loaded sophomore class. Those two sophomores may not get the notoriety that Ballingy does, but all three of those girls can put the ball away at any point. And of course, let's not forget the serving of Sarah Graber and the big-time blocking of Michaela Graber. You could talk about perhaps the block that Michaela had on Williams, Rock Creek's best player, was the difference in winning that third set.
Yeah, it was certainly the one you win the first two sets comfortably and convincingly, and you're cruising right along, and the crowd's dead, and next thing you know, you're in a hole. And what Michaela Graber did with her blocking in the third set, she woke everybody up. She woke the crowd up. She woke the Viking offense up. The defense got better. The serve receive and the passing got better. And, the Vikings ran off eight of the last nine or nine of the last ten. And, a lot of that, I think, comes from the momentum of Michaela Graber there at the net.
Well, she finished off Lagodi, the Lady Lions of Lagodi, last Saturday afternoon with a huge block. And today that block came, which the game, I believe, at 21-all.
21-all.
And Bar Eve went on to take that set. So it was a huge momentum swing. It was a tremendous block by the middle. And you talked about she doesn't get to play a lot, but when she's in that middle, she is a force there. And her size and her athleticism allowed her to beat the Williams girl for that point. And it basically kept Bari from having to go to a fourth set. And who knows what happens if RCA takes that third. So when we talk about a Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, Coach, I mean, we could look at it a variety of ways, but I still am going to go with the two hitters that I thought had the most impact, and that was the freshman Haley Raber along with sophomore Anna Ballingy. I thought those two girls were very good at the net, provided enough putaways to allow Bari to move on to tonight's championship. So we'll go with Raber and Ballingy as the co-Bill Dobson Ford Tough Players of the Game.
All right, Haley Raber and Anna Ballingy going to split the honors today. Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game. Come see why a Dobson deal is a better deal. Well, go ahead and join us tonight. Airtime going to be a smidge after 7 o'clock as Bar Eve will take on one of the winners here today, whoever the winner is, Tecumseh or Trinity Lutheran. And should be a good one here in the second game. So anyhow, Vikings in the championship game tonight. Airtime going to be about 7 o'clock or maybe just a little bit after. So big thanks to David Foster back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time. And for my friend John P. Mullen, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Vikings win it today over Rock Creek Academy, 3-0, on to the regional championship game tonight. So long, everybody.
Bar Reeve. Vikings. This concludes coverage of Bar Reeve Sports on 4-Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Tournament coverage provided by Jones & Sons Concrete, Kingdom Air, and the Washington Times-Herald. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.
From the Sterling & Company studio, this is 4-Star Country, The General.
95.9, 101.3, 1580, WAMW, Washington.